Welcome to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, and this is Freed on Business.
All right. We've got a tremendous show for you today. We've got, we're going to talk about getting fresh produce delivered today with the Urban Oasis Project. We're going to have Art Friedrich on. Art's holding on the line. We're going to have Rebecca Carlson and Andre Senni talk about getting connected and staying connected in today's new world. And then we're going to follow up and have our cleanup hitter this week. It's going to be Alan Garfinkel. Alan is going to talk to us about whether or not it's time to file business interruption insurance and how we can how you can protect your condo association during times like this. So we've got a great show for you today. Stick with us. We're going to have a tremendous show. Take it away, Reagan, and we'll be right back with Art Friedrich talking about getting your fresh produce delivered for you here in South Florida and helping out the farmers at the same time. Reagan, take it away.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain. Love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Get your motor running. Head out on the high.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you.
Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Freed. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are on and we are going to talk about probably one of the most important things here in our society today. We're all locked up. No one's supposed to go shopping, and we're running out of our fresh fruits and vegetables. And you go, well, what's the solution to that? We've got the solution. I want to thank Lisa Paley for introducing me to Art Friedrich. Art is with the Urban Oasis Project. Art, high five to you, direct from Tallahassee and the Commissioner of Agriculture for supporting our farmers. Alan, Art, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's really exciting, man. First of all, my wife will be calling later. We're going to be placing our order. Hopefully, you get a lot more from the people we have that we're watching today. Tell me, first of all, what is available and how do people connect with you, Art? But first, maybe tell us a little bit about the Urban Oasis Project.
Sure. Yeah. So the Urban Oasis Project is a nonprofit that I founded with a woman, Melissa Contreras, 10 years ago here in Miami, Florida, all with the idea of getting more fresh local produce out to people and having more food growing less lawns. So we do a lot of education about how to grow your own food and how to connect with local produce, how to connect with local farms. We really believe that food is a right for everybody and that people need to know where their food is coming from, connecting people with farmers. So we run a bunch of farmers markets around Miami-Dade, and we bring a lot of produce from all these different farms all over the Redlands, Homestead, and really all of South Florida to different farmers markets.
Now, what type of variety do you typically have? I've got to believe it rotates seasonally. Blueberries in season right now? What's going on?
Not so much. Maybe in North Florida, but I'm not getting any blueberries from them right now. So we've got a ton of great stuff available all seasonal from South Florida right now. So we've got mamays, strawberries are really incredible. You know, we work with over 15 different farms. We do go directly to them and pick up. So anything that's growing locally right now, we'll have it available. We've got most all the vegetables that you can expect, you know, cucumbers, zucchini, yellow squash, all kinds of greens, all kinds of good stuff.
Oh, this is tremendous. I can't wait for my wife to give you guys a call and reach out. And if she doesn't do what I'm doing, because I'm the king of the strawberries. I love the strawberries.
Yeah, they're really great.
All the season. Now, tell us about the farmers. How are the farmers doing currently? Because you say you run the farmers markets. I know a lot of the farmers markets are closed. So we'll be helping the farmers by giving them this outlet, correct?
Yeah, I mean, that's what we've been trying to do for 10 years. A lot of farms aren't very well set up to sell directly to consumers. A lot of our farms are really, you know, focused on growing the product, but can't necessarily go be at farmers markets for 8 hours a week, 16 hours a week, because they've got so much to manage just running their farm and growing the product. And also a lot of our farms are really small that we work with. We focus on, you know, smaller farms. So it's a lot, you know, they only have a few different items available. So we aggregate it all into one big stand. And then we bring it to markets where we organize other vendors. And a big part of what we've always done is we accept SNAP benefits and we double the value of those for Florida fruits and vegetables. So we used to have a $40 cap per day, but we've eliminated that so that people can come out once per week, get all the fruits and vegetables that they need for their family at an affordable price, and really make fresh fruits and vegetables accessible for everybody.
You know, you talked about the SNAP benefits, and, you know, a lot of people may not understand what that is, but a lot of people also don't realize that there's many, many people here in South Florida that are food insecure. Could you talk a little bit about how you address the food insecurity?
Yeah, SNAP benefits are, you know, what used to be called food stamps, and it's such a vital connection for so many people. You know, a lot of people think that they're never going to need them, but we've seen over the past 10 years, so many people who at one point were super stable, middle-class income, they lose their job, they have medical expenses, or some kind of pandemic like this hits, and suddenly a lot more people need that safety net. And a lot of people rotate through, get them for 3 months, 6 months, maybe a year, as they get their economic situation back on track. And then they become customers just spending regular cash at the markets. So it's a really important safety net and something that we really need to advocate for as part of, you know, the stimulus packages that are being proposed, is that SNAP benefits need to be protected and expanded, and something needs to happen that, you know, everyone has to have the right to keep eating. That's the most important thing. And the most important thing for us to stay healthy now and throughout, you know, all year long, any time of the year.
Listen, if you want to start a social media campaign that says buy local, support local, whatever it is about your thing, I'm happy to circulate it in my community and help get you as much drag as possible. I think it's very important. A lot of the friends that I have that own real estate have been doing that about small businesses that they see as retail tenants. So my thought would be that, you know, the farmers are small businessmen, business people too, that are very important members of our community.
Absolutely. And with our model, you know, we're really driving those that all that food that's going to the local community, supporting their public health. It's also supporting our public, you know, our local economy by keeping all these farmers in business making it, you know, viable business for them to connect very directly with consumers. So, you know, all these SNAP benefits that are being doubled and going back into the local farms is really going to like keep our, you know, local food system running and keep people fed and healthy.
How do people get involved and get more information on this? But before you go into that, I've been to your website. I'd like you to give some recognition to the volunteers and lightly paid people that work with you.
Yeah, we are a very small team. It's just me and a few people that work on the Urban Oasis Project and a number of volunteers. So it's been really amazing to see all the response from people. People like Lisa Pally, you know, have supported us for the past 10 years, just helping work the stands, helping educate people about local food, the importance of it, what it is, how to buy it, and just simply putting it into bags and sending it home with people, giving them ideas about how to cook it. It's a lot of fun. So yeah, going to our website is the best thing. Signing up for our newsletter there keeps you in touch. Normally it was once a week to give you updates about what's going on and where the different markets are. You know, now we've switched to every 2 or 3 days because things are changing so quickly and we want to keep people really up to date. And there's just a real high demand from a ton of different people about how to buy local, how to support our local economy, just how to get fresh fruits and vegetables that are great, high quality. You know, we're so impressed with all the different farms that we work with, the things that they produce. You know, they're just beautiful. Bee Heaven Farm down in the Redlands, Three Sisters Farm makes all these great tropical fruits, yucca and bananas, Health and Happiness Farm, Paradise Farm. There's just so many great farms that really, you know, deserve our support all the time, but especially right now.
I got to say, being one of these exotic fruit farmers, sort of on my bucket list. So Art, since that's sort of on my bucket list, I'm going to ask you the real urbanist question. Would it be possible, or you guys have the capability, or do we need to raise maybe some funds somewhere to help you bring farming techniques to teach the inner city folks so they could grow fresh foods and vegetables and have urban farms? Would that be something that would be in your universe of things you want to do?
So there's a few urban farms that we like to connect people with. Urban Greenworks runs a farm called Saracee Farm. Saracee is a really interesting Jamaican, some people call it a weed, but it's also a medicinal herb. And so they are in Liberty City. So we like to connect people with them. Also, Finca Morada is up in North Miami. They're more of a homestead farm. And so there's some different farms that we connect people with because we're no longer running our own farm. We used to run a farm down in Homestead called Verde Gardens, which is now called the Redland Community Farm. And they also are doing direct sales from their location on Fridays and Saturdays. You got to check their Facebook for their updates. And then people volunteer with us. We build gardens on a sliding scale basis with people all over Miami-Dade County. So we have an application on our website where you can input, you know, your income, what you have, and, you know, what you feel like you can pay for a garden. So we do most of those for free for low-income families. We come out, we bring the material, build a garden with folks. And then we've also done a number of them where people pay, which helps us sustain the program and helps us pay for doing those free gardens with the lower-income families. People really supported us wonderfully last November on Give Miami Day. So we've got some good funds in our account so that we can be building gardens. So we're happy to come out and build gardens as well right now.
I think it would be a great thing to do with the public school system also.
Yeah, the Education Fund has been doing a lot of those, supported by Slow Food Miami. So we've kind of left the school gardens up to them because there is so many schools and such a big demand for that. And they've really got a system set up for working within the schools and doing those school gardens. So we've kind of left school gardens up to them, and we're focusing mainly on families and individuals at private residences.
Art, I want to thank you for coming on today. I want to do maybe an update in a few weeks to remind everybody that you're out there once this, God willing, peak has passed. And I can't thank you enough for what you're going to be providing to our community. And I'll say it this way, and to me.
Certainly. So, yeah, the best way for people to connect is go to that website, urbanoasisproject.org. Sign up for the newsletter. And the order form just went up online this morning. And so people need to get their orders in by Thursday night. for pickups at 4 locations this weekend. We're mimicking where our farmers markets normally are. So we have one up near Legion Park in the Little Haiti area. We've got one near Tropical Park at our tiny little warehouse. Sunday, we've got one at Vizcaya, at the Vizcaya Village, where we were just about to open the new Vizcaya Village Farmers Market. And then Monday night at the Arsht Center. We're on the valet ramp at the Arsht Center, where we normally host Market Mondays at the Arsht. So thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love your stuff. I go to the one up at Little Haiti, Arsht Center. You know, you guys are a tremendous part of our community, and it's real important for us to all stick together and support this type of a venture during a time like this, so it's available at a time like this.
Yeah.
Thanks, Art. You're really a key component to our community. I really
thank
want to thank
you so
for
getting
us together. Can't wait to meet you in person someday. It's a true pleasure to meet you here on the internet, and looking forward after this to giving you one of these.
Great. Well, I'll be there on the Saturday up at Box Greens in Little Haiti. So maybe I'll see you there. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Be well. I'm sure my friend Peter Ehrlich will come by and say hi.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. See him all the time.
See that? Gotcha. All right, Art. Take care. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Rebecca Carlson and Andre Senni about building your brand and maintaining your brand efficacy. I hope that's the right way to say it. During this time of challenging stuff. So again, thanks to Art and Lisa for the fresh fruits and fresh foods. And we'll be back with more great stuff you can use to make your life better immediately after this. Reagan, it's you.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful. You're smart. You are awesome. And you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting. Be strong. Be brave. Be awesome. Be daring. Be kind. Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. That's right. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Need to sell your urban land? I can help with that too. I have friends and clients all across the country that are just waiting to help you capitalize your real estate transaction. Want to finance your high-rise residential project? Just raised $15 million from an institutional pension fund to do that. That's right. It's different every time because your project isn't the same as everybody else's. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. Another one bites the dust.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we're back here on our Facebook Live broadcast today with Fried on Business. We've got a whole bunch of great people here today. We're going to talk a little later with Alan Garfinkel to talk about how you can handle your business interruption insurance and other issues going on with your condo associations. We're going to go right now with Rebecca Carlson and Andre Senni. We're going to talk about marketing yourself in today's world. Hey, guys, welcome.
Hey, Jim, it's great to be here. Thank you so much for having us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Andres must be in his bathrobe or something. He's not letting the video.
Well, no, my makeup artist stayed home for the, you know, sheltered in place, but looking forward to being on next time. Thanks for having me, Jim.
Just to give a heads up to Reagan, I'm having a hard time on Facebook Live. It's not going out. I don't know what to do. So if you can figure that out, let me know. Otherwise, we're taping this and we'll put it up for everybody anyway. Look, here we are. Everybody's confused. Everybody's freaked out. And that's not what you want to project as your image in the marketplace. So, you know, I've been working to technically access a bunch of people. Here we are on Zoom like this. We're in a bunch of different places. That's one example of what we're doing to remote work. So my real question is what do we do to improve things? And Andres, I know you've had some special calls with some special people. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that too?
Absolutely, Jim, and spot on. People are at home. They don't know what to do, which way to go. And right now, working remote is new to a lot of people, and it will become the norm in a lot of ways. So getting online, we just published the top five ways you can combat or continue to do business during this COVID crisis, including getting online with Zoom, number one, being able to network digitally, staying in contact with your peers through LinkedIn, through Cracko.ai, through Facebook. Getting out there, providing value, giving advice. And of course, as things progress, identifying new opportunities, communicating securely, and over to Rebecca, you know, establishing and syncing your digital self, what I call your digital self. Because now more than ever, how do we interact digitally is going to be more important.
So then,
Becca, what
think about all that?
So when Andreas published his article, I read it and suddenly it occurred to me that people's virtual worlds have suddenly become their real worlds. And for the most part, we're all adapting and trying to figure out how to understand where we fit into that entire picture, because it really is a new world to consider that almost all of your interaction is virtual now. So whether that's your phone calls, whether you're leasing space, you know, here in the commercial real estate industry, whether you're buying, selling, leasing, refinancing, interacting with your tenants who might be asking for various sorts of rental changes to their lease structures during this time, all of this has become a very virtual piece that we all get to adapt to. And I think people are doing really, really well at this, but it is a totally different, it's a total mental shift that we all have to make. And, you know, we're resilient, right? We are making this mental shift, but it is interesting to watch us as an industry and as professionals across the country change and adapt. And we get to change and adapt things outside of just, you know, utilizing Zoom that Andreas touched on in his article that I thought were really, really good.
So, yeah, I'll expand on it if I can. Zoom is the simplest example. Zoom allows us, right now, we're chatting virtually. I know my video camera's off, but I get to see Jim's face. I get to see Rebecca's face. We need to project confidence and instill confidence to our clients, depending on what business you're in, to then let them know that we're still in business and doing business securely. And as we come online, that's doing it in a new way, from our homes in a lot of cases. Jim, you're there in the finance world in Miami, moving about. What do you think? What has changed in your flow?
Difficult thing to answer. Right now, nothing. Right now, nothing. I'm still talking to the same people. They're still trying to figure out what's going on. They're moving slowly because they're working to be cautious. So far, they don't want to pull the plug on things that are still going to make sense. So people are starting to try to do that. It's not a panic yet. I had young people call me a week and a half ago. They were in a panic. But no one that's a seasoned veteran is in a panic right now. They know that things are going to settle down and there'll be opportunity as soon as things settle down. And so one of the things that people need to understand is, what's the government rescue plan going to be? Once the rescue plan's in place, better. The rescue plans typically drive the different behavior patterns. And while people think it's always going to be the same, it's never the same. So it'll be interesting to see who they save. One time they save realtors, one time they save property owners, one time they save banks. It's always somebody different. So let's see what they do this time. I think that's what a lot of federal struggle is over right now.
Well, from real estate specifically, in 3 months, there's going to be a lot of opportunities. I think those that position themselves strongly now, digitally, becoming tech-enabled, will grow and prosper. And those that don't, we're going to lose market share over. It's just that simple. As we all know, we're all friends with, we all work with people of varying sizes, developers. 3 months of hurt profits on their retailers translates to missed mortgages, translates to missed taxes. And like you said, Jim, who's going to get bailed out? And is it going to be enough? There's going to be a cascading effect across real estate owners, developers. And now's the time to be there to help. That's what we're doing over at Serie Collaborative. And that's what we've always done with one another in the industry. We shook hands and we help one another get deals done.
Why do big firm use Creco AI, Andres? What makes the difference between today and last 2 weeks ago where a big firm would want to use your system now?
So I have always said the industry has not changed and will not change. The technology either accelerates your way to closing business or gets in the way. The world just changed. Every conference, real estate conference, is on postponed, is canceled. We are not out there shaking hands and doing deals in person. So how do you connect to that broker, to that investor, that project? You do it on Creco AI. You source your opportunities on our platform. You identify the technologies you need to get to your value on our platform. And our team will tell you, show you, and teach you how to do all of that at no cost. That's what we do. We're a technology advisor first and a product second. So it's a search one and done tool. What has changed is everybody's at home realizing they've got to adapt. And by everyone, I mean the old guard, the old boys network, the new network, everyone. It's no longer when or if or should I. It's, oh, my God, what am I going to do this year? And how do I do it?
So, people don't understand that yet. And right now, I don't think people are really ready for that. I think they're still trying to operate on their own historic way that they've done business. And that's not really too functional right now.
And I think it won't be functional. It's not that it isn't functional. It's not ideal. And we need to adapt and evolve the way we're operating. A lot of people are now working from home. How many of us were ready to have our client files at home to be accessing these things securely? I don't have the right answer for you. I do have some platforms that can give you the peace of mind and the security you need to operate efficiently. That's what we do, is introduce these technologies. In addition to that, it's just a shift. You're there, you're on your computer, you need to get in front of your audience, your clients and new clients. Real estate is a pipeline like anything else. If you're not out there filling the pipeline, then it's going to dry up somewhere. And yes, things are frozen to a point, but a lot of transactions, a lot of money changes hands when things freeze, when there's an economic shift like there is today.
You're
good.
A bad technology problem here, okay? But I'm done with it now. I'm going to focus on this. The real thing that we need to do is we need to come together. We need to promote poise,
collaborate,
positive energy, and we need to be here to solve people's problems. Nothing's really changed. Just what we're going to do.
How you do it and nothing changes except how you're doing it. We're here to help one another and collaborate as we've always done. And that's the truth of it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I'd like to add that there is a strategy that needs to happen. And I think a lot of, very much as businesses, our responsibility to our customers and to our clients to the general public, to any of our virtual world entities that exist out there and are communicating, we need to be communicating that we are credible, that we are stable, that we need to make sure that we're removing some of the uncertainty that exists in, are you still working? probably like you guys, we've received a number of emails from companies telling us that they're working. So as a business, are you making sure that your office hours or your office policies are communicated with the people around you so that they know? Because every time that a question surfaces from uncertainty, it automatically puts your business in that position in someone's mind. So you don't want to be having questions. You want to be answering questions before they occur. Yes, we're still doing business. We're doing it differently. Things have changed a little bit in our how, but we still believe in our clients. We still believe in our customers. We're still doing business as best as possible. And I would like to add that, you know, this is an excellent time to build your online brand and to, oh my gosh, edit your website. Make sure you've got the SSL. Make sure that your website is responsive and people can see it on tablets instead of on desktop computers, because they very well may not have all of those items with them physically if they're not able to go to their office or if they are prioritizing stay in place sorts of policies for their businesses. So there's a lot of our online interactions that we can actually spend this time elevating and improving and making better which will lead to the feelings of stability towards our own companies and the perceptions of stabilities for the entire marketplace.
Well, that's what I'm working on. It's frustrating because the export of the product here, the Facebook Live and everything is still, you know, we're still figuring it out, doing the best we can here. But we'll get it. I want to thank both Andres and Becca for being here today. We're going to have them on again next week on our tech show. We're planning a really big tech show to really help everybody expand their reach and collaboration here as we move forward. So thank you, Andres. Thank you, Becca. We'll look forward to having you on again next week.
Look forward to seeing you. Thank you so much, Jim.
It's our pleasure. We're going to stick with us because we're going to have attorney Alan Garfinkel on next. We're going to talk to him about all the different things that they're doing here in the marketplace right now. Alan is a nationally recognized attorney specializing in insurance recovery for the last 30 years. We'll be right back with Alan Garfinkel. Thank you, Becca. Thank you, Andres. Reagan, it's yours. Bye, Becca. Andres.
The time to hesitate is through, the time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose, and our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway.
Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different. Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
If I leave.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Freed One. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. Thank you so much, Reagan. And now it's my pleasure to announce that we're going to have a new friend, hopefully a friend that I'm going to be able to do a lot of things with in the future, and somebody who we hope will become a regular guest on the show, providing good, solid insights to different business issues as they evolve. We're on with Alan Garfinkel. Alan is a nationally renowned attorney specializing in insurance recovery. For more than 30 years, Alan and his law firms have handled thousands of disaster claims and recovered over $500 million. He served as the insurance recovery expert on NBC for the St. Pete Times, Telemundo, all kinds of different people. The best part is he grew up here in South Florida, and we have a lot of great things in common. Alan was named Super Lawyer, one of America's best lawyers, and Florida's legal elite, and all kinds of other great things. Alan, your head should be pretty full right now. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. I really appreciate having an opportunity to talk to your listeners. Boy, what a really impressive panel of guests that you had on today. I was learning a lot and very, very much appreciated their insight.
It's my absolute pleasure, Alan. You're batting cleanup today for a reason. A lot of people have been asking me questions about, hey, my business is having a problem. I own a bunch of hotels. I own a restaurant. How do I get coverage for this? My insurance policy does cover this. My insurance policy doesn't cover this. Is this an act of God? Is this something I should be doing now? Should I be dealing with my insurance? What do you tell people that are just losing their mind as their business basically melts in front of them?
Well, obviously, this pandemic that's going on right now around the world, Jim, is frightening and terrible. However, there are methodologies of relief, some of which were shared by your esteemed panel today, but also there are certain opportunities where there may in fact be insurance coverage for many of the businesses and condominium associations and so forth that are going to suffer damage.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to go on mute because they're doing a fire test in my apartment right now. So, Alan, what is something else that people need to be focused on right now?
Okay, well, number one, there's a myth that there's an absolute exclusion for insurance companies that would leave businesses and people without coverage. And the fact is that that's just simply not true. It is very, very much insurance policy dependent upon, you know, what policy you actually have and whether or not there are specific exclusions that you agreed to that possibly would be excluded as a result of the virus or the bacterium or other microorganisms. Exclusions. However, even those can possibly be dealt with. The bottom line is that, you know, your listeners' businesses are being affected, some of which will suffer terrible economic harm. And the fact is that those folks may actually be covered and they don't know it. A or B, they've been specifically advised that there is in fact no coverage, or their coverage is excluded. And the bottom line to all of this is that whenever it comes to when someone tells you no about money that you may be entitled to, get a free second opinion, Jim. I mean, I think that's the bottom line message that I'm going to say at the beginning, middle, and end on this thing, if there is a possibility, don't take your insurance company's word or your insurance agent's word that you're excluded. The fact is that there may in fact be significant insurance coverage that can protect your business or protect the membership of condominium and townhome associations that are, absolutely dependent and reliant upon, those type of dollars.
Now, I know you do a lot of work with the condominium associations, that you started the Condominium Association. But what other groups are there? There's grocery stores. I was talking to some folks that own a bunch of public centers earlier. We had the farmers on earlier. You know, we have a real special interest in agriculture here on the show. There's people that are throwing special events. There's the hotels. There's supply chain, people that are dependent on supply chain. Do these people have claims?
Yeah, that's a really, really great point. And Jim, good for you. You hit it really right on the spot. The fact is that there are certain type of businesses that will certainly have a greater probability of having coverage, or should have having coverage, that would protect their businesses. Certainly, your guests that start off at the beginning of the show that works with all these farmers. There are specific farmers policies that absolutely should provide coverage, for the business downturn as a result of this horrendous pandemic. As you also pointed out, grocery stores are another, likely business to have this sort of coverage. Also, hospitality industry people, folks that sponsor, weddings and sporting events and their vendors, that supply those companies, many times are also, have those sorts of coverage. So, but the bottom line, Jim, is that, before anybody tells you no, again, get a outside professional opinion. And the fact is, Jim, if anybody is charging, that is any lawyer is charging you for that, review of your insurance policy, the fact is that under this type of law, the fact is that many lawyers should be offering this type of service absolutely for free, Jim. Particularly in this time, during this pandemic, there should be no reason why lawyers should be charging potential clients to review the policy or any exclusions to help people during this time.
Would you provide a free policy review for like guys that own hotel portfolios or like the Publix or I have friends that have events companies for sure.
Yeah, the answer is absolutely, Jim. And again, it doesn't have to be, me or the lawyers that I worked in my firm for many years. The fact is that, the answer is number one, yes, of course we would. But number two is that, if the business owner has a specific relationship with their existing lawyer and they have experience with insurance recovery claims, there is no reason why that lawyer should be charging them for a review on their policy. None. But number one is don't just accept your insurance broker, or if you call your insurance company and they say no, I'm sorry, you're excluded. Too bad. So sad. No, that's a time to get a second or third opinion, Jim. But yes, so, the answer to your question is we'd be thrilled to review and help out anybody that we could.
So it sounds to me then what you're saying is that it's a little early to know the extent of somebody's claim, but there could be a claim. Most people are calling their insurance company or their insurance broker and telling them and hearing they're not covered, which would be, I'd have a card next to my phone if I was them and say this event isn't covered to everybody that calls. And then you say that may or may not be the case because these types of policies, which are really business agreements and legal contracts, are nuanced, and that if they're nuanced, there's ways to read between the lines to help people.
Absolutely. Okay. You're right on, Jim. Clearly one of the things that the lawyer would have to show is that, the damage that's claimed is a direct, physical connection to the coronavirus, or obviously there has to be, on the one side, we have to prove specific cause and effect, But I think that, you know, we'll be able to do that. So number one is reviewing the policy. Number two is we have to, you know, which would also include any exclusions. And then the third would be, you know, actually proving, you know, the loss of business, loss of income, and other types of coverages that might be nuanced, as you say, in the policies.
Hold on a second. I'm going to ask you, we're going to take a quick break. Can you stick with us and do one more segment, because people tune in and out and I want to make sure they hear this. And I got to tell you, Alan, we're not going to finish all this today. You got to come back again and talk more about this.
It'd be my pleasure, Jim.
All right. Well, Reagan, take it away. Come back as fast as you can, because I want everybody to hear what Alan has to say. It's very important, because our real basic goal here is to help others and make it all about other people. And this really helps with a lot of the people that I've been talking to. Reagan, it's all yours, but bring us back fast.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, the 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain you love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Welcome back to Freed on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Freed or at Freed on Business. And on Instagram at Jim Freed 1. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, I just got to say it. These are rough times for everybody, but this radio show podcasting is a blessed respite for me. It gives me a chance to reach out to the people that I know and provide them with different things I think that'll help them that I run across. And I want to definitely thank Lisa Paley for sending us the folks with the organic farm here in South Florida. If you're not from South Florida, I guarantee you there's a group in your neighborhood that puts together the farmers markets. Find them. Help the farmers out right now. Number two, we have building your brand and building your message here and making sure you're consistent with Andreas and Becca. We'll amplify on that next week. But we've got the man here, Alan Garfinkel. He's telling us, you know, a lot of my friends are losing business. They're putting it on interruption. They go, can I sue somebody? Can I get my insurance company to pay? Every insurance broker's paid, not to tell you it's not covered. Alan's going to give us the clues on what to do moving forward. Alan, welcome back to the show, Alan Garfinkel. Alan is a big-time attorney. He's ranked everywhere in the top, and he solves problems for everybody. He's got a great resume, which we're going to post. But, Alan, let's roll. What do people really need to know right now?
So it's not just about business interruption coverage. You know, the first thing, as you pointed out, Jim, is that people are thinking that it's a policy. The fact is that it's a contract that's written by insurance companies, and not the most easy to understand way. But fortunately, there are also some coverages that would lean in the favor of your listeners, Jim. The fact is that there might be also civil authority coverage, which provides additional coverage. For example, if the city of Miami or shut certain businesses down. And impedes a business. I know. And so what I'm saying is that, I'm sorry. Yes, absolutely. There may be claims, but just because there's claims though, Jim, doesn't mean that the person actually has the coverage. Number one. Number two is that just because the insurance company says that there's no coverage doesn't mean that the business can't recover damages. So the point is that really during this time, when the business owner, the hotel owner, the grocery store, the restaurant, the condominium association really ought to be speaking to an insurance law expert that can review the individual contract that was written by the insurance company. And because it was written by the insurance company, Jim, if there's an ambiguity, Jim, under the law, it's construed against the insurance company. So again, this is not going to be a quick fix. But the fact is that there may be a significant and sizable bucket of dollars that the businesses or condominium associations have invested in insurance policy that may ultimately pay out.
Wow. You know, I don't think that anybody can really, like you said, rely on this as a quick fix. You know, but another colloquialism is that they shouldn't take no for an answer either, especially if they're a big organization or even a smaller organization with a big exposure. Alan, what are the most important things people need to be keeping track of right now so that you can be best able to help them when they're ready?
All right. So the first thing I think that folks need to do, you know, obviously after making sure that they're taking care of themselves and their family and their clients and customers and so forth regarding the first is health and safety. But the next is that start, you know, number one, documenting their losses. And that's something their accountant or a forensic accounting team can help put together. But the first thing that they need to do, Jim, I think, is to get a hold of their policy, their business policy, okay, or business policies. Many of them, look, it's so confusing, you know, the owner or the board, condominium board or the developer or the shopping center owner will meet with their insurance agent, maybe even not once a year, and then they'll just sign away and look for the cheapest coverage. The fact is that they may have coverage. They may have coverage. They may have some exclusions, but it might not exclude all their claims. So the first thing that I think that would, the very first thing I think, Jim, is that your listeners really ought to get a hold of their insurance policy, which is actually a contract. It's a binding contract. You pay the insurance company money for a potential loss, and guess what? People all think, oh my goodness, it's an act of God, and so therefore it won't be covered. Well, you know, hurricanes are act of gods. Earthquakes are active gods. Tornadoes are active gods. And, you know, pandemics might be active gods, but that doesn't mean that the pandemic coverage is automatically excluded.
You know, you mentioned something earlier that I want to go back to, and you talked about somebody needs to go to their forensic accountants. You know, you work with a lot of experts, and some of these situations require incredible outlays of cash to get to the end. You know, how do you work with people to help them when they're faced with an incredible cost of recovery?
So for 30 years, what our firm does, Jim, on these type of claims is obviously we look at the policy, we look at the exclusions, we look at the case, we see if there's a direct injury or damage that is covered under the policy. And if it's covered under the policy, Jim, what our firm does is we advance all those costs. We pay for those. We upfront those costs of our attorney's fees and forensic accounting fees or other experts. For example, if there's if a property devaluates or diminishes in value because the business can't afford necessarily to maintain the property and so. Any experts that have to be hired, all those costs, all the attorney's fees, all the costs, our law firm advances all those costs. And in the event that we're not successful, and we've been doing this for a long, long time, and not every case is perfect, we can't guarantee recovery, but we can guarantee is that if we don't win, all the costs of our attorney's fees time and the advancements that we make on their behalf with experts and forensic accountants and construction experts and so forth, what we can promise is that they'll never receive a bill from us if we don't win. And if we do win, Jim, because this is a claim. This is a claim against your own insurance policy. Because it's a very unusual circumstance, Jim. And that is that I don't know if you or your listeners know, but the legislators in their infinite wisdom and their cooperation with the giant insurance company industry. You know, you can't mention the word insurance or insurance, you know, company in a trial or in pleadings to the court. And if you do, it's an automatic mistrial. And there's one exception to that. And that is that if you're making a claim against your own insurance company, because the insurance company has a responsibility to do right by you. And so one of the reasons why we're able to advance those costs and advance our fees is because if we recover a dollar, it's called what's called fee shifting and cost shifting. And then ultimately, if we're successful, if we win, it really becomes the insurance company's responsibility to pay for your client's costs and attorney's fees. Now, are all of them covered? Are all the costs, you know, covered? That's up to the court. But the fact is that the law provides for fee and cost shifting as a result of you having to bring a claim. In other words, you having to hire a lawyer to do what the insurance company should have done all along. And so, to answer your question is that the cost of these experts, we totally pay for. And we only get reimbursement from the insurance company or as part of the claim recovery. The client never receives a bill from us ever.
Wow. So you're telling me that you're going to invest your money to help me get my money, and it's not going to cost me money no matter what.
Well, what I will tell you is that we do not send our clients a bill under any circumstance unless we win. We advance and have advanced tens of millions of dollars on our attorney fees time. We pay for our, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. And so the answer to your question is that we carefully review the policy. We make a determination based upon, you know, my 30 years in this business. And, we rely and partner with other, you know, giant national law firms and others that we partner up and we take on the insurance companies together. And so we pool our dollars like the insurance companies pool their dollars, because the insurance companies know that most businesses and most policyholders and most churches and most people just can't take on the insurance companies. And so what we do is we try to make it, you know, make it a fair fight. And so what I've done for years now is I partner and I work with other law firms and my law firm, and we work with people. There's people in my firm that have been with me for over 20 years, and we work together and we work hard on behalf of business owners and policy owners to try to make it a fair fight. Bottom line is the clients never receive a bill from our office for the work that we perform.
Well, Alan, that's going to be the last word, perhaps the most important word, but I got to have you back. There's much more we got to talk about here. Will you promise to come back again soon?
Jim, it would be my pleasure. And again, please, my heart's out to the, you know, families that are the families and the businesses that are really suffering right now. And not only that, Jim, we're making efforts with multiple states throughout the country and the federal government. There are all of our hearts have to go out, Jim, to the first responders, the medical doctors, the medical staff, you know, the law enforcement, the folks that are on the front lines that are trying to, you know, to keep people safe and make people better. And those folks are really, really in jeopardy. And yeah. So we're going to do our best as a collective, but hearts out to everybody there, Jim, and together, Jim, and I know that you'll be in a position to be able to help a lot of people, and we'll be in a position to help a lot of people, but folks have to ask, and folks just can't just say no, you know, get a second or third opinion when it comes to if you believe that you might even possibly be entitled to some money or some coverage, whether it be, you know, some governmental assistance or insurance company assistance. That's what we pay our taxes for, and that's what we pay, you know, our insurance premiums for. So get assistance and get covered, and you know, hope everybody can, you know, stay safe and be smart during this time.
Thank you so much, Alan. I want to give a shout out to our first responders. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, Creco AI, Carson International, Turkel Brands, the NFL Alumni Association, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank you, my listener. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from and what you want to hear about. LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, we're everywhere. The website, my gosh, it's in the thousands and it goes up all the time. I'm very impressed. Thank you so much. If you missed today's show, Reagan will have it up on freedombusiness.com ASAP. This is Jim Freed for Freedom Business. Look for us next week, Wednesday at noon, right here and on Facebook Live. Why? Because I just love doing this. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.